start.
Like, what do you mean?
You just be like, yo.
Okay, will you do it for me?
Yes. This is...
Anna Ferris.
What's your name?
Anna. My parents did this to me. They spelled it like Anna, but then
because
they pronounced it Anna.
I have to be honest. My propensity is going to be to call you Anna.
Please do.
Do you get called that more than...
Yes.
So this is the Anna Ferris...
Is Anna qualified?
Anna qualified podcast takeover with Mickle. You could call me Mickle Rappaport.
Rappaport.
And Anna Ferris. Anna Ferris. And
I know, but you
the
know,
cold so, opening. You know all the tricks,
you know,
Anna.
My dad.
You know
my
all
parents.
The tricks of the trade. Like you're like a like. Can we curse on this?
Fuck yeah!
All right, so you're like a veteran. You know cold openings, hot openings, all sorts of openings. You just jump into the shit.
I guess you do. You have to. It's like, you know how you're looking at a cold pool.
Yes.
And it's like, man, do I just like dip the toe, or do I just drink a pound of beer, shotgun a beer, and just jump right into the deep end?
Well, right now we're in.
We're in.
There's no
you shoved me in.
I pushed you in. I push you
in
with
a gentle
two hands.
Way.
And you're not that big, so I think if I push you, like, you're gonna go like in the fucking pool.
Yeah, but do you know I can't swim?
Are you serious?
Not really. I mean, like, can you jump in after me and like
you can't swim?
I can sort of swim, but it's not one of my stronger suits.
But can you swim?
I can swim.
You're not a strong swimmer?
I'm not a strong swimmer.
But can you make it out of like a 12-foot pool without
a
problem?
Now I'm bummed. Okay, this is a total takeover because now we're talking about my flaws.
That's all right.
Okay, but wait.
Mine are going to be all
can
on
I
display.
Can I ask you something?
Yes.
Recently, I've been noticing that in like a lot of commercials and like and TV shows and whatnot, that there's a lot of girls diving.
And I haven't noticed that.
You haven't noticed it?
No.
And it makes me feel insecure because I'm scared of diving. I sort of know how to do it, but I'm scared of it. And now I'm starting to think, like, that's what it takes to be a sexy girl. Are you attracted to a girl who can dive well?
I don't care. It wouldn't be something, like, if you asked me, like, my top 15 things that would be attractive, diving wouldn't come up. But if you said, do you prefer a girl that could dive well or not dive well, I think in general I'd probably say... I guess I'd prefer it, but it wouldn't be something that I would think about or put on my list of things that I find attractive one way or another.
What about like a sloppy jumper who's willing to
no
go
problem.
And... Okay, that's me.
I'm not surprised by that. I'm not surprised by that just because, well, you said you weren't a strong swimmer, and if you're not a strong swimmer, then you're definitely not going to, like, you're not going to be Greg Louganis.
But I got to tell you, I'm totally willing to, like, jump into the deep end, you know?
I got you.
Yeah, I just can't dive.
Yeah,
but I
can't
would love
dive either.
To be sleek, you know, like one of those sexy models with their legs kicked up, and you can just like neatly jump in, and you've been going to elite
you don't have
schools.
A swimming pool up in this piece?
I do.
So why not maybe like that could be like a goal, like in the summertime, like I'm gonna get
learn,
my diving
learn how to dive.
But I feel like the Anna Ferris your persona, no one would expect you to be a great diver just based on the characters you play. Like, have you never played a character who jumps in a pool? Like, in all the movies you've done, has there never been any pool? Because I'm sure that those characters wouldn't jump. Like, people would be like surprised if like you like did flips and like you were like Mary Lou Retton. Okay. That's my second Olympic reference.
I feel slightly bad about myself.
No, you shouldn't. I'm just saying, like, I would be shocked if I
could dive really well.
Yeah, but what would be more shocking, if you were a good diver or if I was a good diver? I mean, look at me. You think I'm like, I'm not Mr. Grace either.
I could totally see you as a great diver.
I'm not.
Grew up in Long Island.
Manhattan.
You seem like you
Manhattan.
Are right. Manhattan.
Not, it's like there's less pools in Manhattan than there are in Long Island.
I still feel like you would give it a good whirl and you would do well.
I wouldn't. I wouldn't.
Would you be like you would give it a whirl and then like be slapping?
My
right
shit
on your
would
face?
Be as bad as yours. Like my dive, like I don't like going head first. Like it would be ugly.
I just want to be that elitist girl who can be like, I'm good
at everything.
Yeah, like I can paint.
Can you?
I can horseback ride.
So I you're can, that's two big
no,
things.
No, I was just playing. I was, that's them telling you the person I want to be.
Oh, I see. Like you're good at everything.
Yeah.
Like a Justin Bieber type.
No, you know what I'm good at? Making an ass out of myself.
There's a lot of money in that, though.
Turns out, who knew? But yeah, no, I can't. I'm not. I can't dive. But I just lately I've been feeling like that is turns out might be really sexy to a man.
I could see it either way.
Sim?
I think cute would be it would be cute. Like if you're like, oh, you can't dive, but you jump in. Like you're so scared. Like you know what I'm saying?
Yeah. No, listen, I'm not scared. I just do it poorly. Like I just jump poorly. But I will jump.
Right.
In fact, I'm willing to jump in with all my clothes on.
Right. I hear you. I hear you. With shoes too?
Oh yeah. All of it.
All right.
But yeah, I just can't sleekly dive like a sophisticated person.
I'm gonna try to work on that too.
So I studied in Italy, you know, like when I was in college.
Like just study what?
I studied Italian.
Uh-huh.
And
how much of that stuck with you?
Oh, dove il bagno?
What does that mean?
Where's the bathroom?
How do you say, can you swim in Italian?
Oh, God, I have no idea. Piscina, I know something. Isn't there some kind of piscina reference to a pool or something like that? But... No. You know, I spent my time studying, eating and drinking.
Right.
On my parents' dime. And then they sure made me pay for it later. They were like, we're not giving you a graduation gift.
You pissed it all away.
You can buy the Honda Accord from 1994 for $6,000. And I agreed to it. And they were like, happy graduation. Yeah. Yeah. So that's where we're at. Okay, so Michael, thanks for being here.
I'm glad to be here. I'm a fan. I told you that before.
I'm a fan.
And I can't believe I never met you. I've never actually seen you in real life, I don't think. I never seen you in passing.
It's like I'm a mythical creature.
Yeah, because we're like from the same eras.
I know.
Like, when was your first movie?
Well, my first movie was 2000. I moved here in 1999, got cast in Scary Movie.
Was it right in 99?
Yeah, it was released in 2000.
Shit.
Yeah.
You came here and just were like, I'm not fucking around. You started taking over right off the bat.
That's what I told Keenan Ivory Wayans.
Yeah.
You can imagine. Keenan I'm from Edmonds, Washington, Keenan.
That's crazy. So you just came here and you were just you like how did that happen? Like that's a big deal.
It was. So I've been acting a lot in Seattle, always do, which I want to ask you about this a little bit about later, but only doing dramatic stuff in like there's a big theater scene up in Seattle, so I was pretty much a big fish,
right?
You know, but you know whatever that means. I decided I was an English major at University of Washington. My dreams were sort of crushed by the drama program there,
right?
Because you know how the angry professors get sometimes,
right? Right.
So I thought, well, that's impractical. Anyway, after. Right around graduation time, I decided I got cast in this really bad horror movie called Lover's Lane.
Never heard of it.
Why not?
In Seattle?
Didn't. Yeah.
It was like an indie Seattle film?
I was a local hire.
Right. I got you.
Yeah. My dressing room was like the honey wagon.
I got you.
And I played a cheerleader that got gutted.
Right.
And it sort of looks like I'm having a weird death orgasm. But from that movie... I met some people that made me feel like, man, if I don't give LA a year, I have no responsibility right now. I'll be a waitress, but if I don't do it, what if I regret it? And I pulled some strings. Some managers down here agreed to meet with me, and then they weirdly agreed to represent me. I think because I had this like bright blonde hair, I looked like I was 11, and not in a sexy way.
No, I hear you.
And I was wearing these like big, like I dressed really goth.
Right, because you were from Seattle.
Yeah,
That post Nirvana, grunge.
Yeah, yeah,
Yeah. I see, now that I see you, I could see like your Seattle roots.
You can?
In front of me. Now that you're saying that. But if you had said like, you know, Chicago, I'd be like, I probably said that too.
So you see all the angry undercurrents?
But I see, because you have a flannel shirt on.
Yeah, it's true. You're right.
You know, so now that you're saying it, it's all making sense. So wait, you did that. And then how do we get to Scary Movie? Because like, you're like starring in that.
So I met with these
guys. You were like in the credits, it was like Wayans, 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 and then that chick. You were like the chick.
I like it that you called me the chick because I feel like that makes me feel sexier than I was. But
you made an impact in that. Like, you had your own style and like your own shit. Like you know, like you were like stuck out.
Thanks.
I mean, it might have been because you were the only one who wasn't named Wayans, or it might have been your talent. I think it was your talent.
Thank you.
You had a
because there, you know, there's a fine line. Am I a Wayans or do I have talent?
Right. And then you're kind of like, you know, you've worked with the Wayans a few times, right? So you know you're kind of like in the Wayans circle.
Well, I would have liked to have thought that, but I think
they don't fuck around. They'll cut the cord on you. I've known them since 83.
But turns out when you work for scale,
yes,
you can stay in the circle for a certain amount of time.
Yes, and then when you're like, I just want a soda in my trailer, and I don't want to bring my own water.
Diva.
Yeah, Diva. I don't. I'd rather not bring my own peanut butter and jelly sandwich.
Cut her out.
Yeah, you got to go.
Yeah, but
Damon's gonna take the peanut butter and jelly budget.
Yeah,
and I'm saying that with love and affection because I fucks with the Wayans. But I just wanted to let you know. I mean, you know this. You stuck out in that movie and continue to stick out.
Well, thank you. Stick out,
especially as a comedic actress.
Thanks.
Like you had your own. You still do, but you at the time like you had your own rhythm and your own flow, and you know, just like there was just a
yeah. But the horrible thing is, Michael, it was never intentional.
To be funny?
Yeah. So when people would laugh.
So you're not talented?
No, I'm not talented. And I have no idea what the fuck I'm doing. And I think because I took myself seriously, that was what was funny about me. Like I do feel like I was the inside joke that I didn't get.
Uh-huh.
I still feel that way.
I hear you. I get what you're saying. Fuck, man, I got to get off the show, man, because I thought you were going to be like, now I'm really looking into it. The fuck am I doing this? She didn't even know what she was doing.
Funny. Like, someone's pushing me in the pool, and I'm not that mad. I'm sort of mad inside, but not that mad.
No, I got outside. You. I got you.
I have
you.
An older brother.
You're used to it.
Yeah. So came down here and auditioned for, well, I sent in a tape for Scary Movie. And they asked me to fly down, and so my mom gave me some miles, so I flew myself down, crashed on a friend's couch, auditioned for a week straight, and ended up getting the movie. And then from there, I ended up, you know, getting an agent and stuff like that.
And the rest is history.
It's a beautiful, beautiful
story. The rest is comedic history.
But here's what I want to ask you.
Go ahead.
Because you have done. Okay, so one of the things that I found frustrating when I first got here was the idea that because I had never pursued comedy, and even in my wildest dreams, I couldn't have imagined actually succeeding at acting. So I feel incredibly grateful for whatever jobs I get. But after Scary Movie, which my college roommate said, she was like, "Oh my God, I can't believe you're into comedy because you were not funny." And I was like, "I know, Claire. I know. I'm not funny. I don't know what, I don't know what's going on." And but I couldn't even sort of get auditions for dramatic stuff, and it felt like, sure, the town was bound to disappoint me in a gazillion different ways.
Right.
But one of the ways that it did was I felt like such a lack of imagination. Like you can't do why is there such a distinction? And you've done both. And how do you feel about this whole thing?
Well, I mean, I think that everybody sort of gets stereotyped or pigeonholed, or, you know, there was a period of time where, I would just do dramatic stuff. And then when I wanted to do funny stuff, and then it was only like, oh, he only does funny stuff. Can he do dramatic stuff? I think it's like everybody's memory is short-term memory. And I think it's just part of the makeup of people and the business and also like, you know, the stereotypes and all that stuff. I mean, I think we all have them. I think you want to compartmentalize people. You know, it's like you know, like especially like if your impact from what people initially see you is comedy, then she's funny. She's funny. She's funny. She's only going to be funny. Can she be dramatic? And nine times out of ten, you know, I mean, talent. Like I think probably the biggest casting coup, you know, in the last, you know, 50 years would probably be Bryan Cranston, who was like, you know, the goofy dad from
Malcolm in the Middle.
Malcolm in the Middle. And then, you know, he's like, what the fuck am I going to do with the rest of his career? And now he's, you know, considered one of the great actors, you know, that we have because of
Breaking Bad.
You know, so, you know what I mean? And he's somebody who was like, you know, he played this goofy dad. And I think, you know, some of that goofy dad stuff worked in for the Walter White character, but at the end of the day, like and now he does whatever he wants. But I think that I don't know what it's from. I think that I don't know what it's from. I think that if you're talented, you're talented, and I think if you're good, you're good. And I think that, you know, I think that if you make a strong impact on people, sometimes it's hard to get out of the way of that. I mean, like even somebody like Will Ferrell, who is like so known for his comedic stuff. You know, then he wants to do drama, but he's so committed when he's doing comedy. That's what kind of makes it funny, because he's like so straight. Or Sacha Baron Cohen, like, you know, you could see him, like he was in that Martin Scorsese movie, what was it, Hugo? And, you know, it was like more of a dramatic comedic thing. I don't know. I think that, you know, I don't know what the fuck the stereotypes are from and the pigeonholes are from. I think you just have to continue to push past them and not let it hold you down.
Okay, and I know you've been married for a long time.
No, I'm divorced.
Been
divorced.
This is getting juicy.
Oh no, yeah, that's good. But I'm so sorry. No worries about that.
Don't
have to edit that out.
There's a couple of divorcees in this room as well.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Okay.
I got back on that horse. Okay. I'm married and
wait, were you married?
Love my life, but I was married before.
Oh shit, but no kids.
No kids.
Thank God.
Yeah.
Because divorce is one thing. Divorce with kids is a whole other program.
That's what they say.
That's a whole other thing. You know, like songs like It's Cheaper to Keep Her. Like that shit doesn't come. Like he didn't just write that, like, you know, like because the things were going good. Like It's Cheaper to Keep Her. Like that comes out of great despair and great pain.
Yeah.
And great truth.
And you're like, oh, I got a job that's on location. Hooray.
Yeah. Yeah. So anyway, so we'll finish what you were saying about.
Well, okay. So the idea of sort of stereotyping people.
Mm-hmm.
When I was a brunette doing the scary movies,
uh-huh,
people treated me completely differently. And I've been bleaching my hair since I was 15.
Right.
So I've always been blonde, but I like to counteract that, you know, with the dark clothing or Seattle vibe or whatever.
Right.
Because, you know, I wanted people to think I was dangerous.
Right.
Even though. That is totally laughable. I guess that's kind of disillusionment is what makes me funny, or at least what makes people be able to laugh at me.
Yeah,
is that I think that I could potentially be scary.
Right.
To somebody.
Right.
But when in the dating world, is it easy for you or for men? Like I'm asking Sim as well. Like to when you see a girl, is it easy to be like, oh, that's like I'm putting that into a box. Like,
of course. I mean, you know, looks are going to be the first thing you judge. You know, you're going to see a girl, and she's going to either be, you know, like in your head, your impression of who they are is either going to be good, bad, right, wrong. But the looks are going to be the looks and the smell.
The smell.
No, I'm just playing.
Oh,
because
I'm
looks,
like, I smell terrible.
No, do you
I'm
really?
I'm sorry, you're
no, you
sitting
don't.
Right
no,
next
don't.
To me.
No, you don't.
I kind of do.
I don't. If you did,
sweet.
If I have like an arms distance smell radar.
But I feel like you'd be gentle enough to not tell me.
My New Year's resolution for now
is to make Anna Faris smell better.
No, it should just be like, yo, if I'm around somebody whose breath smells. Whether I know you, if I know you, I'll tell you right off the fucking bat. Like before I'll be like, yo, your fucking breath smells. Like I'll tell you right off the bat.
Really?
But if I don't know you,
a girl, like,
yeah, if I know you,
okay,
I'll definitely say it. But now I've done it twice to total strangers. I'll give you gum. Like, I'm not going to talk to you and sit here and, like, while your breath is, like, jabbing me in my nose and act like it's not jabbing my nose because I can't listen to what you're saying. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Like, your breath is, like, punch me in the face. Like, I'm going to be like, yo, you want a piece of gum? And he's like, no, yo, you need a piece of gum. I've done it twice, and I'm so
proud.
And
how did it go?
Perfectly fine.
Like, you still were able to continue a conversation?
Any man will appreciate if you say, yo. Like, because I'll do like this. You want a piece of gum? And most times people will say yes. But if you say no, I'm going to be like, yo, you need this shit. Like, yo, take this because your shit smells fucked up, yo.
And they're still, they're, well.
It's just a little beat, a moment of embarrassment. But it they'll appreciate that. When they're laying their head down at the bed and thinking about their day, they'll be like, yo, that dude that came in, yeah, I appreciate that. I'm glad he gave me that gum.
I gotta say, it's also kind of a awesome power play, too. You could use that if you're talking to some asshole who doesn't have bad breath.
Oh, you mean really? Yeah, that's true. That's true. And from a woman, it's even worse. Like, you should go into meetings when you're meeting with studio heads, like, yo, take this.
Oh, yeah, then they're totally gonna hire me.
No. They'll be humbled. They'll be humble.
Yeah, they'll be like, get that fucking bitch out of here.
She gave me a whole pack of gum.
Yeah.
She just gave me a piece.
Yeah. And her breath, like, she like came in looking like fucking shit, man. And she was late. Blamed some drama.
Yeah, about some bull.
Ready to pop the question? The jewelers at BlueNile.com have got sparkle down to a science with beautiful lab-grown diamonds worthy of your most brilliant moments. Their lab-grown diamonds are independently graded and guaranteed identical to natural diamonds, and they're ready to ship to your door. Go to BlueNile.com and use promo code LISTEN to get $50 off your purchase of $500 or more. That's code LISTEN at BlueNile.com for $50 off. BlueNile.com, code LISTEN.
Bullshit. What was the story you gave me about being late, Anna? Something with something at work and your car and, like, I mean, yeah. I drove right fucking past you. I saw
okay,
you.
But wait. All right, let's get back to now. I don't love it that you're divorced because it's a tough journey.
Mm-hmm.
But I do love it that now you're out on the.
No, I got a girl.
Oh, you have a girl.
Your research team is fucking great.
Your Wikipedia page is an update.
I know my Wikipedia page. That might be. I don't want to say that, but my Wikipedia page is. I've updated it myself because I got so tired of. Going places and it being all wrong, but I and it changes. I don't know who would care that much about me to change it, but I stopped changing it because Wikipedia is you could put anything on there.
You can, I think so.
It said I had three kids,
kids.
I have two kids, okay. But at one point I know it said I had three kids, and my lady. You know, like, she once said to me, like, yo, motherfuckers think you're married. And, like, and yeah. I was like, from how? And she's like, your Wikipedia page. Yeah. And then I started getting into changing it. And then like, there's a picture on there of some, like, dude and me. And I don't know. So Wikipedia is...
One time my Wikipedia page at some point said...
Is yours up to speed? Is it good?
I don't know because I'm too scared to look. But at one point I do know it said that I was a rabid Red Sox fan.
People just put that. That was me. You could just Wikipedia. You could just go on, like, you could go on Obama's page and just change a shit. Like, probably, like, you know, like, I'm sure, maybe not his, but I don't see what's any difference between me and him. Is there a big difference between me and the president?
Not really.
Not really. I mean, a lot of times people are like, Obama, Rappaport, like, it's the same thing. So, like, Wikipedia's a fucking joke. There's got to be another source of information. So, yeah, whatever is on my Wikipedia page that you may or may not bring up.
But wait. Okay, I know you have a girl.
Yes.
But
we could talk about, like, the whole meandering around.
I do, because I'm always intrigued about, like what you would be drawn to. Like, what kind of girl, like, because I don't think women necessarily, we don't say to each other, like, I want this and this and this and this. We have specifics, but it's in a different way.
Mm-hmm.
So, but I think guys do have their specific sort of dream list. Like,
right.
Like, what kind of person do you imagine yourself? Like, who? What would draw you in?
A good diver.
Boom. Fuck you.
That was.
Fuck.
Set you up and then boom. I mean, I think that, you know, I mean, at the end of the day, your initial list changes, changes. But I mean, like, obviously, it's got to be attraction. So you got to, like, it's got to be, like, physically attractive.
Yeah, but you.
But that's eclectic to me.
Okay.
That's, so, I don't have a specific.
Like, tattoo? Like, or like.
I'm so over just, the fucking. When I was younger and, like, tattoos were, like, kind of new, I was like, oh, that's, yeah, that means much. Maybe she's, everybody's got. Now it's like, if you don't
have
tattoos.
I want to explore that for a second. Because I suspect that if you have a ton of tattoos, that guys were attracted to it because it meant, like,
You're wild or you're sexy
or something. Yeah, yeah, yeah.
But now, it's so cliche.
Right.
It's almost like cigarette smokers. Like, I'm, like, but not attracted to the tattoos anymore.
It's so. But because I would imagine, like, there aren't. You
I mean, you're fucking inked up. You do a good job of covering it.
Thank you.
I didn't know that, but now I see you in real life without the. You're inked up. Most people don't know that. Like, you're like who knew?
Yeah.
That's a whole other thing that gave away your Seattle vibe. Like, you, and like the tattoos, like, you got cheap scribble scrabble tattoos. Most people don't know this about Anna Faris. She's fucking inked. I mean, almost to the neck. Like, it's good that she didn't do the neck, because that would be hard to cover that.
Yeah. Yeah. Well, thanks. But, you know, I also got those.
The knuckle tats.
Yeah.
I see. You got love and hate. And then in your hand, you got fuck you, pay me. Like, you know, like, that's good, for work and stuff like that. So, I mean, that's a joke. You have no tattoos?
I don't.
But as far as the tattoo thing, I think, like, in the, like, 25 years ago, you know, like, when it sort of become more trendy, like, it was like, oh, shit, she got a tattoo. Like, ooh, you know, like, oh, that, I don't know. I think in your head, like, oh, she likes it rough. Oh, she likes it raw dog without a bag. You know, she likes it this
and
way and that.
And
that,
of course, when you're
in your head, you're thinking
you want a girl who likes it raw dog without a bag.
Of course. Of course. When you're young, because, you know, because, like, of course, when you're younger, like, that's what you're into. Like, even if you're not younger, I think if you're single.
Did you have, like, any STD issue? Like, worry about that part?
In my whole life?
Yeah.
I want to be honest with you, just because this is the Anna Faris podcast. I said it right.
You don't have to.
I know, my instinct is to say Anna.
I know.
But I'm getting
it
right.
My parents.
Out of respect, I'm getting it right. What's your middle name?
K.
Anna K.
Anna K. Faris.
And when's your birthday?
11/29/1976.
You're not a Scorpio.
I'm a Sagittarius.
Okay, not that that matters anything.
Okay, wait. Yeah, no. Okay, wait. We were back. Wait, we were.
When I was in high school.
Yeah.
I one time caught something from some gal.
Okay.
And went to the high school. What was it called?
The health clinic.
What was it called? The
nurse.
Not the nurse, but you called it the. It wasn't the nurse. It was the. When health clinic. Yeah. Clinic.
What kind of health?
There was another
did you
term. This was. I went to many, but it was
the free clinic.
The free clinic.
No, it wasn't the free. It wasn't the nurse. It was the da da da. Let's say the nurse. And I went to the nurse, and that was the end of that. And that was the only.
Like, did you have to take, like, a couple pills or whatever?
I had to take a couple pills, yes.
And did you tell anyone about this experience? Like,
couple of my guy friends.
Were you mad? Were you like, I'm going to shame her? Like, I'm
gonna... No. The girl, I tried to bring it up to the girl, and of course, like, that wasn't me, motherfucker. You.
But still, Michael, that's really sweet of you, because you could have been like, that fucking bitch gave me.
When you're that young, I don't care what you might think, how you're going to act.
Yeah.
When you're that young. And let's just say you have a drippy dick. I'm not saying I had that.
You did not.
I'm not saying I had that.
I
but I'm just saying,
not.
Let's just say you had a drippy dick and you're 17. No matter what your bravado and what you think you're going to say, you're like, I don't care how tough you think you are. When you're 17, and let's just say, now again, I'm not going to admit or not admit to this. And if it says it on my Wikipedia page that at 17 or 16 I had a drippy dick, I'm going to put that in there.
Now, does that mean there's green oozing out?
I am saying.
Like, let's just say.
For some people, from what I've read on other people's Wikipedia pages, that could possibly be a thing.
Is it itchy or just green?
I'll just tell you this. The way I realized that I had something going on, and I didn't have a drippy dick. I'm not going to say that I had a drippy dick. Okay. And now this is, I don't want anyone, this isn't 86 or 87. So I was either 16 or, let me think. I was 17. Let's say 17. Or I might have been 16.
Does it make it sound better if you had a large drippy dick?
That just makes, I don't know if it, because is the, that meaning so you had a large dick or the drip was large. So either way, it's, I think adding any adjectives, is it adjectives or are those
I was just
verbs?
Trying to sort of sweeten up the image.
Sweeten the pot?
Of,
yeah. Sweeten the pot? Let's just.
Drippy, large dick. Okay. All right.
Either way. When there's drippy and dick involved, it's never going to work out good. So you could say you had a drippy monster dick, and it's still like, whoa, it's getting scarier and scarier. Let's move on. But the thing is that I realized when I was at basketball practice, I was playing basketball, something felt a little strange, and it almost felt like I was like, you know, like slightly like it just felt a little strange, and then I went to the. To the nurse, because I can't remember what it was actually. It wasn't the guidance counselor. And then she was like, oh, shit, yeah. And then I remember I told my – actually, you know what? I mean, this is a while ago because I'm 45, so we're talking about 86. Let's say 86. So that's how many years ago is that? That's – shit, this is like almost 30 years ago. Shit, that's a while ago. So – when I went to
so
the,
I love
how
it. Okay.
Are we on this? Okay. I'm only doing so this because like, I'm a fan of yours. Like I've never even discussed this with a lot of people. Like,
what do you call her? Like Nurse like Patty. I got a problem. I got a drippy dick.
I didn't say that because again, you're 16 or 17. You're not talking like that because you're talking about like your dick and you're talking to a grown up. And I don't care what you like. 99.
The stuff that came out used to be white.
Funny.
Now it's green.
Well, nothing should be coming out like when you're playing ball. Like I'm playing basketball and like I feel like I'm like, what's going on here? Like I knew. And then I went in the bathroom and I was like, yo, there's like I'm not verifying this or not. But like something was like in my underwear, and this is all slightly. I'm a teenager, so it wasn't like I was massively infected. I wasn't like I was with that many women. I was girls. Fuck it, this is teenage.
No,
sex.
I want to know how many
sex.
Lovers have you had at this point? And by lovers,
two,
I'm
three,
giving
four.
You. That's a lot.
But once you start, like, because I had sex based on what I know and the opportunities that I had. A little later than some of my friends said. But there's some of my friends that would be like, yo, I'm fucking since I'm 12. They weren't fucking since they're 12.
Right.
They said they were. But those conversations.
They were making love since they were
12. Yeah, they were making love. but so I say this is probably like 2, 3, 4, 5, maybe like that. But I had like, you know, like.
That's, you were.
I was getting it in.
Yeah.
But I had like
were you
point,
heartbreaking hearts? Were girls
no, I was
pissed?
Getting my heart broken.
Oh,
I was get this is before the black tar ran through my veins as it does today, Anna. Oh. Like black tar is if you cut me open right now, you'd be like, yo, this guy's okay. Bleeding black tar.
Okay, so wait. Well,
back then, I was like sweet and innocent and had you know dreams.
I
of,
I
want
to get back to your drippy dick, but I also want to.
But you
talk
said you were
going to
say
young
my,
love.
Your big drippy dick.
Big drippy, no, drippy large dick.
I think large. Drippy dick. If we're going to go with anything,
yeah, well, yeah,
I want
do
you
it?
To
do
say
do
large drippy dick. And the fact that I'm getting
large
Anna Faris to say large drippy dick, I'm a winner today.
But I still
I'm
feel
winning
like
all...
we need to put drippy
but
before.
I want you to say just do this somehow. Can you say Michael Rappaport? Actually, this podcast, I think to really blow it up is be like, I have guest Michael Rappaport. And we're talking about his large drippy dick back in 1986. This is a fucking hit right here. This
okay.
is a fucking like this is like we're going viral here.
I
like,
got it viral.
Boom. We're really going viral. All right, so go
who
ahead.
Needs antibiotics? Michael Rappaport.
Go ahead. Lead
okay.
The way here.
Okay.
I don't know how I got it.
No. All right. Well, first of all,
I never discussed this with anybody.
I love it.
And I had no idea that this was going to be what we were going to be discussing.
I'm a big surprise. Surprise.
So is that drippy
you
dick
think
was
I'm
a big
innocent.
Surprise. We've said it no. so many times.
Yeah, but I still got to go with like drippy as the first adjective because
that gets your attention.
Well, I just think that large dick then is more of a compliment.
Right.
You don't want to go with like large drippy dick because then you're still hung up. You're like, "Whoa, wait a minute. Large good, drippy ooh, dick mall. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, I think anywhere, anytime, however you want to go with it. Once you got drippy in there, the party's over.
You know what? I'm
going to
ask my parents. Let's call my parents.
Yeah, get them on the phone. Miss okay. Ferris, let me ask you something, Miss Ferris.
So, okay, but I want to know, like, you're at a bar.
Okay.
You're at a bar in Hollywood.
Yes.
Because I can't really, I want to give you, like, a East Coast scenario, but I'm not
qualified. No, keep it up. We're in Hollywood. Okay. Yeah, we're here.
You're in Hollywood.
Yep.
Let's say you're not with your girl right
yeah,
now.
Yeah, 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 I got you.
Okay, so, and you're hanging out.
Yeah.
You've got a couple of your good dude yeah. friends with you. There's a couple of girls. There's three girls that are sort of eyeing you.
Yeah.
Right? They're like off in the corner, but they're like, you guys keep making eye contact. All three of you. And let's say there's a blonde.
Yeah.
A brunette. And let's say a redhead.
Yep.
All right. And let's say the brunette is wearing something like super tight and short.
Okay.
Like, and has like a sizable, let's say she's got like a sizable C cup.
Okay.
Rack, right?
But what about that ass?
Well, she hasn't turned around yet. We'll get to that.
Okay.
All you're seeing is these three girls looking at you, and they're kind of giggling, and they have their drinks.
Yeah.
All right. The blonde has no tits.
Yep.
Has a great smile.
Uh-huh.
The redhead has sort of a like a nice shapely sort of B.
What about that ass?
They're going to turn around in a second.
Okay, you're
going
to reveal it to me. Okay.
Yeah, all right.
Not that I'm an ass guy, but I just wanted to know about that ass.
She's got great dimples.
Okay.
All right.
Dimples, okay.
But you still can't quite get a gauge on it because they're a little bit far away.
Mm-hmm.
All right. But they're all, you know, they're all making eye contact.
No doubt. They all want me.
They all want you.
This is the day in the life. This is just another day for me. Go ahead. Go ahead. Keep paint the picture, Anna.
All right. So are you're making eye contact with them?
Yeah. I'm like, yo, what's up?
Yeah.
Just with my eyes, I'm saying, yo, what's up?
Yeah, yeah, exactly.
And now, I'm just like, turn around so I could see that ass.
But I feel like I'm not quite sure. But are you playing cool? Like, are you gonna hang back till they come approach you? Or are you gonna approach
what
them?
What do you think, Anna? Just based on what you know of knowing me and how long have we been rocking?
Half hour, maybe.
Half hour. Do you think I'm the guy who plays it cool ever in any situation? I'm just asking you. Just take a guess, a wild guess.
All right.
Like, do you think I'm the guy who's like gonna be like play it cool, like? I'm the guy with the dimples and, like, you know, the dark eyes. And, like, I'm going to be like,
right.
I'm not
going to
shoot my wad right away. What do you think?
All right. You are shooting your wad across the room
mm-hmm.
to them. It creates, like, a rainbow effect.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. Okay.
Okay. So you go up to them, right?
Yes.
Now, one of them you're really attracted to.
Yeah.
Do you kind of what do you is your game like I'm gonna maybe be friendly with the one that you're not quite as attracted
There's,
to
no
you're just going straight for the one you're attracted to
unless the one I'm attracted to it depends.
Let's say they all have great, let's just make it equal, they all have amazing asses,
so we're talking like J-Lo and 99 asses.
Yes,
like when the ass was like that ass.
Yes.
Okay
all
okay.
three of them
okay
have it.
Okay. And now what about breath? Everybody's above board.
All beautiful breath.
Okay. All right. So then what is your specific question?
Well, I guess I thought maybe you would choose a hair color, but turns out you just like ass.
No. No. In terms of the preference of the hair color, it's going to be the physical attractiveness. It's going to be, you know, the openness. I don't like intimidating women. Like, I don't want to like have to like knock down the Berlin Wall. I ain't doing that shit. We're in a bar.
Oh, okay, but wait. So you don't like a girl that has too much of a guard up?
Like, listen, we're at a bar. Like, you know, you smell good, I smell good. Everybody's cool. Everybody, you're checking me, and I'm checking you out. Like, yo, you want a drink? Like, yo, you come out your drink or something like that. Or you know, like that. Like that to the. How
so,
you
okay,
doing?
Okay.
Here's what you want me to show. You want my line in my day?
Yeah, yeah. And I'll be okay. I'm gonna play three different characters for you.
Okay.
I'm
going to
play
me.
Both three girls.
Damn.
Okay.
All right. This is fucking exciting. I'm
okay.
excited.
All right. So.
You're playing which one? The blonde or the brunette?
I'm going to play right now. I'm going to play. Okay. So you're coming up to us.
Yeah.
Right.
How you doing?
Three,
that's my opening
three
line.
Girls.
Always.
Okay. I'll be the blonde.
Okay.
No, wait. Because I'm worried that the blonde's going to lose and I'm blonde. Okay, I'm gonna be the brunette first.
See, it's funny. You're saying the blonde's gonna lose.
Well, I just didn't want to lose.
No, I know, but like the guys, like I'm gonna lose.
Well, no, I just feel like
I'm getting somebody's fucking number.
But here's the thing.
Somebody's giving me that
I
number.
I can't play the person that's going to win right off the bat. You know what I'm saying?
No, I got you.
Okay, so let's say you come up to us, right?
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Okay.
Oh, so now we're action?
Yeah, yeah.
How you doing?
Pretty good.
Hey.
How are you?
So what's going on with you guys? What are you doing tonight? How's everything going? Like, we're in a bar, like, the music's playing, like, yo,
yeah.
What are you guys doing here? Like, what's going on?
Yeah, we're just having a girls' night out.
Oh, just the girls and shit? Oh, yeah. So where are you guys from?
Well, we're from all over.
Okay. You're from all over? Like,
yeah.
What does that mean?
Like,
what, military people? Okay. Yeah, that's cool. So how do you guys know each other? That's good.
Oh.
I'm thinking about lines I would really say. Like, I'm trying to get the nerves. Because I have nerves, like, approaching women. To this day, still, no matter what.
Well,
I'm just saying that outside of the character.
Okay. Well, I'm Amy.
Oh, okay. See, that's not... Amy... Blonde girls named Amy... That's going to be a problem for me. I'm not saying that to the girl.
You judged me already.
No, I know. I'm not saying this to... Now I'm talking to Anna. I'm not talking to Amy.
Yeah.
I'm saying, like, I have a thing against... I think any white girl, particularly a blonde girl named Amy. Now, I did have a girl that I came across with at some point who was named Amy from... I don't want to be too specific about things because there's things, but... I did have a little interval with a girl named Amy, and the thing about this girl that was interesting, she's very beautiful, very nice, and she also at before me, this is gonna fuck your head up. I'm a fan of yours. I'm gonna give you like another gem here. Not that I'm being specific about who this Amy is, but there is a girl named Amy, and I'll just say she's from the Midwest, and her actual name is Amy. Her claim to fame and something that I found impressive and daunting, but also motivating. And I'm in my 20s here. She had sex separately with Michael Jordan and Scottie Pippen.
Whoa,
damn, right? And I was like, yo, and so when I was with her sexually, I wanted to put that work in because I was like, yo, Michael Jordan was up in that ass. Like, I got to do something. And then when I found out it was Michael Jordan and Scottie Pippen, I was like, I need to come correct. Like, because she's been with some dudes. And this is when they were playing. This isn't Michael Jordan with the bad style.
But it wasn't like a Scottie Pippen, Michael Jordan double team
situation.
It wasn't
a jump off. No, but it was separate. She was a groupie chick, but she was pretty.
I want to reenact this exchange.
Okay.
Okay, so you come to me. I'm Amy from the Midwest.
Yes.
Let me see how I can incorporate the idea that I've slept with both of those people.
Okay, but it's going to be tough because you're not going to want to tell me that at the bar because I'm going to be like, if you tell me that within the first...
I'm back at your place. You got me back at your place.
Okay.
I'm Amy from the Midwest.
Oh, so I took you... back to my place. The other two girls, you left your girls
well,
from home. Because now shit's about to pop off.
I just want to know how I bring this up.
Okay.
This is an acting experiment for me.
Okay, you figure out. Okay, because I could tell you how she brought it up, but I can't remember. This is a while ago.
Okay.
When I was younger, I was a fucking animal.
Okay.
I had a period of being an animal. I wasn't as much as an animal as some of my friends who were animals. Like, when I found out, like, some of my other friends, I was like, yo... damn, like I wasn't that bad, but I've had streaks. I was a streak animal, but I think it takes a lot of energy to be an animal. You know what I'm saying?
We're back at your place. I'm Amy from the Midwest.
Woo!
You're making me a drink.
Playing some music.
Wait, yeah, you have to ask me maybe you do whatever you want to do.
Okay.
But I'm back at your place.
And at this time, I didn't drink. I'm not a real drinker now, and I wasn't even a weed smoker in my 20s. But anyway,
you just wanted to fuck.
I mean, I'm just saying, like, I wasn't with the tricks. Like, there was no, I was a lazy host.
So, okay, I'm back at your place.
TV's on.
Amy from the Midwest.
And maybe some music.
Okay.
So it might be the TV's on with no volume and, like, let's say some, like, I don't know, fucking, let's just say Midwest, let's say like, you know, some soul shit, like some Prince or some like soul shit.
Okay, but would you offer me?
Yeah, you want a drink? Okay. Yo, what do you want? Okay, you want something to drink? Okay, let's just say I had a drink.
We enter your apartment.
Yo, yeah, your place, okay. Your house, this is my spot.
This is really cool.
This is good?
Yeah, I like where you live.
Thanks.
This is really
cool. You can sit down here and, oh, don't mind him. He's just, this is my roommate. That's my man. Let's just call him Gus. You know, and you want something to drink?
Yeah.
Like, what do you want?
I'd love a Cosmo.
Shit. What is that? I don't know how to make those. I got some wine and I got some beer.
I'll have some wine.
Red or white?
White.
Okay, sounds okay, great. Okay. White thank in the you. Evening, huh?
Yeah.
Okay. Yeah, there you go. That's that. So
this
the game
is really
is on.
Cool. So
yeah.
You like sports?
I like sports. Yes, I like sports. You like sports?
Sometimes.
Okay.
Yeah.
You do, huh? What's your favorite team? You a Bulls fan?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, I am.
You ever seen the Bulls play?
Yes.
Okay. Yeah. Who's your favorite player on the Bulls?
Mother's Day is around the corner. Find the perfect gift for the mom in your life with a stunning piece of jewelry from Blue Nile. From timeless pearls to dazzling gemstones, Blue Nile has something she'll adore. Need it fast? Most items can ship overnight. Plus, enjoy guaranteed free shipping and returns. Don't miss our special Mother's Day deals. Save big on the season's most beautiful trends. For a limited time, get up to 50% off by going to BlueNile.com. That's BlueNile.com.
Hey, Dave.
Yeah, Randy.
Since we founded Bombas, we've always said our socks, underwear, and T-shirts are super soft. Any new ideas?
Maybe sublimely soft.
Or disgustingly cozy.
Wait, what?
I got it. Bombas. Absurdly comfortable essentials for yourself.
And for those facing homelessness.
Because one purchased equals one donated.
Wow, did we just write an ad?
Yes.
Bombas. Big comfort for everyone. Go to bombas.com/ACAST and use code ACAST for 20% off your first purchase.
Can you pour me a glass of wine?
Oh, yeah. Here's your white you. Wine. Shit, we're chilling. Everything's cool.
Thank
like,
you.
I'm cooling out. Yeah, how you doing? Everything's good. I'm here.
Oh, my God. I have the funniest thing to tell you. So you love the Bulls?
I love the Bulls.
Oh,
like,
God.
Scottie Pippen is my man, but Jordan, of course, is the best. You know what I mean?
I fucked Scottie.
You fuck Scottie Pippen? You really fuck Scottie
Does
Pippen?
Does that weird you out?
Yeah, that weirds me out.
I fuck Scottie.
I wouldn't know where to go with that. I pried this information out of this girl. I can't remember how, but I knew she had been with some athletes.
You didn't have to pry. Like
Amy 2016.
You didn't have to pry it out of her. Nobody asked, like, did you fuck Scottie Pippen?
I like, can't remember.
That's how. Absurd. She brought it up, and she made it feel like you pried it out of her.
Yeah. No, I found out about Jordan first. And then I found out about Scottie Pippen.
Also,
and then I was like, yo, you fucked two
thing.
Hall of Famers? Yeah.
Jordan as well.
Shit.
Do you hate me?
Now
she's awful.
No, Amy was no joke. But she was cool. Like, if you met her and you saw her, you'd be like, this girl didn't. But then I was like, yeah, she did. That was
Wait a minute.
But then I made her tell me the story, like the details of how it happened.
Oh! What are you doing?
The how it happened was more interesting to me because I was like, I wanted to see if it was real. So like, I made her tell me like, okay, so you met where? And then how did you wind up in his hotel? Like, I wanted to find out if it was bullshit or not. And there was a whole strategy. This is pre-internet. This is pre-cell phones. This is when athletes could really do their thing. Like now, if you're like a celebrity and you're like a young athlete, like you can't get down the way Scottie Pippen and Michael Jordan got down. Like, there's too many variables.
Right.
So this is before all that. This is in the 90s where you could run free and be the savage you really want to be. You feel me?
What happened?
They met in a club and it was like, okay, call this number and it wasn't his number and then call this person and then come to the hotel and then this person's going to bring you up. It was like that kind of like secret op type shit. He's going to bring you, like, it was like, you know, come to this
and
room.
And she's like, well, I'm sorry, just to back it up
yes.
with Amy. She's like, I don't want to tell you this, but
no, she had a good sense. Like, she understood the fascination with it, because like they're playing. This isn't like this was happening. Like, this was real time shit. Like, it happened like 6 months ago.
No, I'm sure, but I'm sure that she didn't.
She didn't want to bring it up, but she
of course she wanted to bring it up.
No. She wasn't like bragging about it. It wasn't like she was bragging about it. But
you are giving her so much credit.
Am I?
Yes. Yes. Of course she wanted to bring it up. She had a lot of game, clearly. She was good at making you believe that she did not want to bring it up. But of course she wanted to bring it up. Because if you really don't want to bring it up, then you don't bring it up.
That's true. 20 years later, when I think about it, I'm like, whoever she settled down with, I imagine, I hope she settled down with somebody. Like, does her husband? I'm like, yo. Because I remember I was like, yo, this girl fucks Scottie Pippen and Michael Jordan. Yo, like, you gotta come with your A game with that shit. Like, that's Hall of Fame dick.
No drippy dick.
That's all-star dream team. I don't know. This podcast is going so awry. Come on, Anna. Take me down another road, man. Let's talk about Housewives.
All right. Can we do
shaming
Bravo,
me, man. If God forbid,
calls?
If my kids are listening to this shit, you know how fucked up my whole thing. They're not listening.
They're
fans of yours, but they're not listening.
No. And
it takes
a lot
to... The last thing they want to hear is me talking.
You are a wonderful man.
Thank you.
And even though you got that Amy girl home, we still had the brunette and the redhead, whose asses are wonderful. And we'll get to them later.
We'll get them next time. All right.
They both have dimples. They're both...
They're both lovely. God only knows who they've been with.
All natural, though. You know what? They're virgins.
Oh, shit. Okay. They're not in the... Is there really any virgins?
No.
No. Not at a bar.
No.
Making eye contact with me? You're a virgin, like the last fucking person, you're going to be like, yo, you know who I want? I want Michael Rapaport. I've waited it out this long. That's who I've been holding off for. My dream guy is Michael Rapaport.
Oftentimes give advice to people.
I mean, if asked, you know, I mean, relationships are hard to give. They're so sort of specific, and you know, you don't get the details, and the context is hard. So I wouldn't say oftentimes, but I'd say I've been asked, and if I have an opinion, it'll be a strong one.
I just don't get that read from you.
We're calling someone right now. Let's find out.
Oh, shit. The comedic styles of Anna Faris. We'll be here all week. The meatloaf is fantastic, as always. And, you know, what else could I say? So who are we calling?
Calling Anne.
Oh, this is Anne.
Anne, if she picks up.
Hello?
Anne. How you doing, Anne?
Hi.
How you doing? This is, excuse me. Let me take this call. And this is Michael Rapaport calling. I'm calling with Anna Faris.
Hi, Anne.
Hi, guys.
This is the real Anna Faris you're speaking to. Now, I know you're probably not that excited to talk to me, but in order to get to Anna Faris, you're going to have to go through me, Anne. Okay?
I'll do what I have to.
All right.
So, Anne, you describe yourself as a unicorn. So let me first define the term unicorn for anyone that's unfamiliar. And I'm reading this directly from Urban Dictionary. So a unicorn is a bisexual person, usually female, who is willing to join an existing couple, often with the presumption that this person will date and become sexually involved.
I thought it was just a horse with a horn.
I didn't know it was that involved either.
She becomes sexually involved with both members of that couple and not demand anything or do anything which might cause problems or inconvenience that couple. So something happened, and now you feel like you might be breaking unicorn/threesome etiquette.
So
tell us the story.
So that, you know, the last part of that is not super applicable anymore. a unicorn is kind of just like a bisexual woman that's interested in both parties. The last part's kind of an intense polyamory rule. But what happened was I met up with a couple that I met on Tinder, and
oh,
we Where it always happens. We had fun for a night, and
now when you say had fun, like you freaked off.
Come again.
you when you say you had fun, like you didn't just have fun, like you didn't go bowling, like you put it in.
Yes.
Literally and figuratively.
Literally and figuratively.
That was, yeah. No, all right, let's move forward. I want to hear your star. I'm sorry I interrupted you. I was just, like, impressed by that. Like, that shit
I'm
going
I'm
on.
I'm totally impressed
How
by
old
the
are you,
thing.
Ann?
I'm 33.
That's what I'm talking about. Okay.
okay, so we stayed in contact, you know, through Instagram and you know, texting, things like that. And it took a while until we could meet up again. And then I heard from the gal who invited me to a party. And so I went over and I thought that maybe it might happen again. And turns out that he had broken up with her a few weeks prior. And that was of interest to me because I wasn't the hugest fan of her and her personality, but I thought that he was like a really amazing human being, seemed really kind and like, you know, sweet, sort of not your typical person that you find this day and age. And so I sort of held on to that information for a little bit, and I've been really thinking about reaching out to him, but I don't want to be like, you know, breaking threesome protocol or, you know, stabbing my fellow lady in the back or quote unquote thirsty. Mm.
I love how, I think it says a lot about your constitution that you have thought this through. Because I don't think most people would.
Yeah, you've thought it through.
But I kind of think
what do you want to know? Like, what's your specific
I feel like you need to be selfish here. Do you want to reach out to him?
Yeah, he seems really amazing. Like, seems like a really kind of cool guy. And I don't know. They just broke up, so who knows what could even happen. But I don't meet people that I like very often. I mean, it's one thing to have a night with some, but have some fun. But it's another thing to actually like them. So that's why I kind of wanted to reach out, but I didn't. I don't know.
Are you looking for like? Do you think that you and this gentleman, let's call him John Smith. That's always a good name. Are you thinking that you and John Smith are like gonna like have something on the next level, or like you just thinking like, yo, I want to take a run a few laps around the track with him?
I would like to have some next level stuff.
Mm, all right. Well, I don't think this is a good way to start a relationship.
Well, maybe not, but wait. But what if during that time, that night, she felt a connection with
John? I'm sure she did feel a connection with him.
Well, yeah, but what if John also felt a connection with her?
John was just happy to be there.
John is super stoked to be there.
Fuck yeah. John's like, yo, I cannot believe this shit is popping off. Trust me.
But John also breaks up with, you know what I'm saying? So I wonder.
I'm just saying from the little bit of experience I have in that world of mixing and matching, that's not the right way to start a relationship.
What would you do?
If I were her?
Yeah.
But and it was a chick? Let's say it was a shoot. I would hit her up. Like, yo.
So she should hit up John.
Hit up John. But don't go into it thinking, you know, like, you know, it's some When Harry Met Sally shit. That's all I'm going to say. Because when you're with him alone, it's going to be a completely different dynamic. There's going to be a completely different, sort of sensibility.
What if they met in a neutral place?
You mean like, to start for part two?
Yeah. Like, he's single
John
now,
already,
she's single.
Essentially, Ann, I don't mean any disrespect, Ann. John already tapped that ass.
So that you think that means that he won't be interested?
No, I'm not saying that he won't be interested, but like, you know, like, I don't know how old John is, but once you tap that ass, like, you know, like, I'm just saying we're not at neutral. It's hard to go back to zero when he's met in that context. And Ann, I'm not player hating you or John. Okay.
I think that this ass is double tappable, personally. But that's but I am the holder of this ass, so I think that it's tappable multiple times.
So
but,
shit, I hear that.
Michael's like, where are you now?
No. I'm just saying I like your confidence. Well, what city are you in? Where are you from, man?
I'm from San Diego, but I'm in Portland, Oregon now.
Okay, okay. It's gloomy up there this time of year, right?
It's super gloomy, which is kind of, I mean, a lot of people are kind of bunkering down with each other for the winter, so this kind of plays right into that. But, yeah, this is kind of par for the course for Portland behavior. It's really, people meet under really strange circumstances.
Oh,
so it's not too weird, but I just didn't.
I said call my man up. Call my man John up.
Right? Don't you think, like, here's
my... Winter time. John's not going to have a problem with it, but I'm just concerned about her because I feel like she's looking for love, and John's going to be like, yo, that girl from the Tinder, she wants to freak off again, which is going to make him be like, yo, she liked my fuck style. John, she liked John's fuck style.
But Anne is confident enough to, like, know what the deal is.
I hear you.
So they meet at a fun, cool, like,
hipster bar. She said she thought it was a hipster bar.
They meet, you know... They reconnect. They, like, actually talk about, you know, their past experience, like, whatever, like, what they have in common or what makes them laugh, what sports teams they like, blah, blah, blah. And then they see what goes from there. Is that not possible?
It's possible, but the other girl, be on the lookout, because she's going to be offending me. That girl that, it just.
Can't we forget about her?
I don't know I don't know that where they weren't married. They were just dating. They were just a couple that was looking for a good time, right?
No, they're just dating. They dated for like less than a year. And I think she was a lesbian before. So who knows? Maybe she goes back to being a lesbian. I don't know.
We need to concern ourselves with her.
I like your attitude. Like, you don't give a fuck, Anna. I like your gangster. I respect your gangster.
No, it's not like about like I'm loyal towards like people, but I do think that in this circumstance, usually when a guy wants to explore, it means like his foot is halfway out the door.
Yes. But it could have been the girl. There's different.
It was actually her that wanted to explore.
She might have instigated it.
Because she was a lesbian, so that was kind of like the way that I guess.
Right.
Do you prefer men or women, Anna?
And.
Sorry.
I kind of prefer too many men for dating.
You prefer men for dating, but if you're trying to get your freak on, you prefer women?
Both are fine.
I don't understand that shit. You need a little bit of both, right?
Yeah, I mean, you know, I don't know. Everybody's pretty great, people are awesome all around.
Could you be like this? I can't be like this. I wish I could.
Men and women?
No, but just like,
because there was
like
a period I had a cocksucking period.
Spirit.
No, I'm just playing. Only because I like you that I'm saying these. This is. Like I'm gonna lose custody of my kids. I don't have full custody, but the little bit that I have hanging on for dear life. Let's fuck.
I truly wish that I had because my parents raised me incredibly conservative, even though they're very liberal politically. They're the most important thing was that I remained a virgin for as long as I could possibly be.
Right.
Which is why I was in headgear, I think, for a long time.
What do you mean headgear?
I had full on headgear.
What are you talking about?
Orthodontic, you know what I'm talking about. Headgear.
Oh. Yeah. Didn't you have that in a movie? Did you ever have that in a movie? Where you had like the teeth? They put you in that shit to keep the guys away?
Yes.
You didn't have any problems with... Let me see your teeth. And your shit is still fucked up. That's... No, boom, Anna. Boom. Boom, I'm only doing that again. I just want to make sure that people know that I'm doing this because I can.
And I managed to lose my virginity somewhere along the way. So here's what I think. What I envy is like that freedom, that kind of freedom with, I don't know, body and love and whatnot. But it sounds like I think you need to take a risk with this one. I think you need to put the gal aside. It sounds like she may be done. She's doing her own thing. Don't feel guilt about that. And invite the dude out for a beer.
Ooh, okay.
All right.
Yo, that's the answer. You got it from...
What do you think?
I support your thing.
And see where it goes. And if you guys have an interesting conversation and it leads back to the bedroom, that's awesome. But
it's going back to the bedroom. It's definitely going back to me. Anne said it's... I mean, I could pretty much guess it's going back to the bedroom.
Yeah, but no, but you're underestimating Anne. You think that she's like an L.A. girl, But she has now become a Portland person.
Portland is just like a fucking, like it's like a frisbee throw away from LA.
No, but what I'm saying is that she has pride.
Okay.
And she's like, if it's cool, if she's still feeling the dude, then it'll go back. It's not a guarantee, Michael.
Go
not
see
a guarantee.
Hateful Eight with him. You know, see what happens.
No, do not go see a movie.
It's a long ass movie. Like... Don't go see that. It's a great movie, but it's long. I wouldn't go see that. Yeah, bar, hipster bar, beer.
Hipster bar, get like a couple of good beers and see what happens. See if you find him amusing. If you do, then take him back. If you don't find him amusing, then forget it. What do you think?
All right.
Good advice or bad advice?
I think it's good, Anna. I think you gave Anne good advice, Anna.
Thank you, Michael.
Anne, do you feel like we helped you tonight?
I do. That's the answer that I wanted.
Yo,
so
hit that
that's,
motherfucker
that's
up right now.
Great
hit him
me.
Up right now. Text him or tweet it or DM him. I don't know if you got the nums. Hit him up right now. Be like, how you doing? Like, hit him up right now.
I just talked to Anna Faris and Michael Rappaport.
They told me.
And if you don't meet me at the bar, Michael Rappaport is going to.
No, Michael Rappaport's out of that life. No. But he can send somebody over there for you if you need something.
And thank you so much for spending the time with us, and we really,
that
really
was an
appreciate
awesome
it.
Awesome call, Anne.
Yeah, thanks
You're
so much, you guys.
Rad.
Thanks, Anne.
Thank
Good
you.
Night.
Hey, bye.
Who else we got?
We've got
that was
got?
That
was
good.
That fun? Did you have fun?
I like that. I like that.
All right, should we call a guy now?
Fuck. All right, go ahead. Imagine it's the guy. Imagine it's John Smith, and he's like, "So I broke up with my girlfriend and." This girl, Anne, has been texting me, and I don't know what to do. Anna, do you think that I'll be breaking the girl code? Do you think, like, now what would you say to him?
I just felt like the only thing about Anne that was a little bit, that wasn't ringing true was that I think felt like she was really protecting herself. Where in, like, she wanted to be protective of the girl, but it was sort of in, it wasn't fully honest because what she was really doing was protecting herself. You know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm. I think she's going down the wrong road to meet Mr. Right, but she might just be looking to meet Mr. December and you know January. Like it sounds like it's cold and rainy in Portland.
But, okay, so here's the deal: if they end up getting married, you're going to be like,
"We're going to the wedding.
We're going to the wedding
for sure.
And we're going to give the most amazing toast.
Oh yeah.
Okay, so." Remember
and I want
them
to fly us up there because we fucking put this whole thing together.
Had that threesome.
And remember Mike
and
Rapp was trying to
really
tell you this?
Fucking weird.
And I talked him off the bridge. Remember that shit? Who else? So we're calling a guy now?
We're calling Justin.
Let me call him.
You want to talk to him?
I'm going to talk to him.
I love it. All
right.
I'm gonna
get through me to get
I'm
to
gonna, Anna. I'm going
to
let you take over right now. It's about bro code.
Hello?
Yo, can I speak to Justin, please?
Hello?
Yo, may I speak to Justin, please, real quick?
Justin, it's Anna Faris, and Michael Rappaport. Michael is being my sweet sort of bouncer.
I'm like her bouncer and shit.
Phone bouncer.
But, yeah, I can like barely hear you guys.
Oh no way! Oh no, I'm
That's
so sorry.
That's your problem, Justin, because you got
hey,
Anna
Michael.
Faris calling.
Hey.
I mean, he
defense
should be ready.
Defense down. I know you're my bouncer, but
okay.
you get defense down.
I felt
you
like he was being disrespectful to
hey,
you.
Hey, Justin, can you hear us now?
What the fuck's going on here?
Justin, can you hear us?
Can you hear us at all?
Yeah.
Okay.
All right. Yeah, Justin, I can hear you guys. It's just like really distant.
Justin, you have a question about bro code, so explain your situation.
Ooh, I love
Wait, but Justin,
bro code.
I would expect you to be a little bit more excited when Anna Faris is calling your phone. Like, the fuck, man? Like, yeah, there
no,
you go. Wake up, motherfucker. Like, yo, turn the game off. Put the fucking bong away, shut the vaporizer off, and get your mind right. Anna Faris is calling you right now. Like, the fuck? Don't
Justin,
be like all laid back in the cut.
Please do not listen to my sweet, dear asshole.
He's acting
of a
like
new
you
friend.
Call him all the time. You don't call. She doesn't
Michael
call you.
Michael Rappaport.
She's not.
I
she
adore
may never
him,
call
but
you
he is
again,
being a
Justin.
Fucking dick.
He's just like all cool and chill. And she, yo, yeah, you got Anna Faris calling you.
Michael, fuck you.
Okay, go ahead. Go ahead. I'm going to stay out of it. Go ahead. If it goes awry, don't ask me to come in there and fix it up, Anna. Things get nuts with this. He sounds like a wild card already. Go ahead, Justin.
Yeah, no, I'm
Mr. Fucking, just call him Fonzie. You're real fucking cool, Justin.
So please, yes, open up your heart.
Okay. So So yeah, my question was, so a couple months ago, like back in August, I started a new job, and I had made like some friends at this job, and they invited me to like come to this young adult group to like meet other people and stuff. So I said yes, and I went and like hung out with them and stuff. And the friend that invited me to this group was dating this girl at this time, who I had never met. But then turns out they broke up like a couple weeks later. And so I was still like hanging out with him and like going to this young adult group. And one day at the young adult group, I like am talking to this really cute girl who is like flirting with me. And like, you know, it seems like we're hitting it off pretty well. And so I come back and I'm like talking to one of my other friends. I'm like, so she was pretty cute, right? And they're like, yeah, no, that's actually that guy's ex-girlfriend that they just broke up like a couple weeks ago. And I was like, dang, because he was really heartbroken over it. And so I was like, but she was like totally flirting with me. And so I was like, how much time do I have to give this for him to be totally over the breakup and for her to be totally over the breakup, even if she isn't? And before I like ask her out,
how well do
no
you know this
time?
Guy? How you don't give a fuck. I like your style, Anna. How well do you know the guy?
I mean, I know him fairly well now because now we've been friends for like a couple months.
Does he know you're trying to fuck his ex-girl? Let's just get down to the bit. Does he know about this yet?
No, he doesn't. I've kept it like pretty low key.
But do like, do you guys, you work together or you're friends?
Yeah, yeah.
Do you hang out alone?
We work together. Yeah.
You guys hang out alone?
I mean, not like super often, but yeah.
Like, do you guys make plans socially?
Not a ton, not really.
Have you hung out alone? Like, have you guys like hung out, went to the gym, got a coffee, went to the movies, had something to eat, just you and him? Like, yo, let's just say his name is Dexter. Yo, Dexter, you want to hang out? Like, have you done that?
Yeah, we have a couple times.
All right.
Okay, so here's the thing.
Hey, it's Danny Pellegrino from Everything Iconic. Ready to upgrade your style game without blowing your budget? Check out Quince. They've got all the good stuff, shirts and polos, activewear and fine leather goods, all at 50 to 80% less than other high-end brands. And the best part? They're all about safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. Get that luxury vibe without the luxury price tag. Hit up quince.com/upgrade for free shipping and 365-day returns on your next order. That's quince.com/upgrade.
Hey, marketers, advertisers, and business owners. Find yourself chatting up the same audience in the same places, using the same old lines? Maybe it's time to podcast the net further to catch your next customer. With Acast, there's plenty of fish in the sea with more than 100,000 podcasts and millions of listeners. So there's a perfect match for every business. Use our ad platform to cast your net, then narrow down using targeting such as demographic, show categories, audience segments, and more. Find your match, then reel them in. Advertise on more than 100,000 podcasts with Acast. Head to go.acast.com/closer to get started.
My feeling is that there is, Sim and I talk a lot about the bro before ho thing, but I gotta say, sometimes you gotta break it because sometimes you're gonna have a lot of guy friends that come in and out of your life. And if you feel strongly about this girl, I say, take the risk. His feelings will be hurt. He's going to want to blame the breakup on you, which will be lame, whatever. But if you like this girl, then you just, as long as you're like, hey, man, here's the thing. I love her. I really like her. And you don't even have to do this right up front. Wait a minute. Ask her out. Hang out for like a couple times in private, and then later on tell him, here's the deal. Michael, what do you think?
Well, go ahead, Justin.
I was going to say, so you think I should ask her out and then tell my friend that I asked her out?
Yes. Because you don't want to ask your friend for permission. Because he will say, fuck no. And then you will get like shut down or whatever. And then you won't be able to proceed at all. So I say, ask her out and like meet her for coffee, for a drink or whatever. See if you guys like are really into each other. And it, because let's say you ask her out and she refuses, then you don't even, then the issue is like a non-issue.
Justin, how old are you?
I am 22.
Yo, listen, Justin, you got any chicks? Like, you got any chicks? Like, you got a little stable set up for you? What do you got going on? Like, you're 22.
Stable.
Huh? What do you got?
What do you mean?
Like, you got a stable. Like when was the last time you
Michael
got some ass?
Michael wants to know if you have a stable full of female horses.
Are you into riding? Are you an equestrian? It's just a. It's probably a question you don't get often, but I'm a rider. No, like, when was the last time you got some ass, Justin?
Ooh, good question.
Not for a while.
Damn. Yo, why not? Well, how come you haven't gotten any?
Because like, he's in love with Jesse's girl.
Jesse's girl. Jesse's girl. All right. Okay. So we're dealing with this type of shit. He seems like a nice guy, Justin.
He's a wonderful guy.
All right. He seems like a nice guy. You're not a total animal, Justin?
No, he's a wonderful guy.
No.
All right. Okay.
And he wants to know if he has a chance with this really
wonderful girl. I think he feels uncomfortable about going behind Jesse's back.
Of course. But what if Jesse's a fucking dick?
But he didn't say he's a dick.
No, but they did break up. And so why is Jesse's girl suddenly off limits?
But maybe the girl's an asshole.
No. See, here's the thing, is that we always, as Jesse's girl, which I would like to think somebody views me as, but as Jesse's girl, you don't get the benefit of the doubt, like, because of the whole bro before hoe, like, situation.
I think you gotta be careful, like, so this dude who, let's, what are we calling him again? The guy whose girl it was? Dexter.
Dexter.
Like, what's his disposition? Like, he might be like, yo, man, because where I come from, like, my kind of, like, yo, man, you fucking with my, like, what, once it's your girl, it's your girl.
See? But Michael,
once you tap that ass, it's yours.
Yeah, but this is
for life. See, there's a 10-year period on it.
That's
mine for 10 years.
You're a total asshole.
Why is that gotta be asshole? I'm just saying, like, that's the way guys.
But you're limiting. Let's say you and I were in a relationship. You are confining me to a 10-year like moratorium, even though you cheated on me 8 times.
Well, that's a different thing. But if my friend, who I was out cheating with you on, now wants to go out with
we
you.
We live in a small town. What if, like,
where
my
are you from,
options-
Justin? What city were you in?
I'm in Virginia Beach, Virginia.
Oh, there's a lot of chicks down there, man. Virginia Beach, there's a lot of chicks down there.
Still, maybe they're not all that kind.
Are you down with New Jack Swing? You know New Jack Swing, right?
No, I don't.
Oh, fuck, man.
I'm actually, like, not originally from this area.
Motherfucker, that's where are you from, like, man? I'm just playing, well, Justin. Justin, what are you getting into tonight?
From,
like what are we getting into tonight? We gonna freak off? Like, what are we getting into? You're 22. You should be out and about, man. Yo, I'm saying don't hedge all your bets on this one girl.
I
you're 22.
I am saying that.
You're saying hedge all your bets,
yes,
on Jesse's girl.
Yeah.
All right. Me and Anna are we? First of all, I feel like you're playing a little too cool in general. The fact that you got Anna Faris calling you and you're low-key, you need to be a little bit more excited about life in general, number one. She just called your phone. Like, it may happen again, but it's most likely never going to happen again, Justin. So you need to be more excited about that, number one. And if you're playing it cool with Jesse's girl like this.
He does not need any more abuse.
No, he needs to be fucking excited.
Like,
these people got you calling them, and no one's fucking excited. I'm the only one who's excited that I'm here with you. This is bullshit. Like, Justin, like, you should first be like, yo, thank you so much for calling me.
No.
Did you screen these guys? You got them on lithium?
No.
Like, what do you got these guys on?
Do you know, if he had called and said that, like, oh, I'm so excited, you know what you would have done?
Told him to cool the fuck down.
Yeah. You would have, like, railed against him for that. So it's like he can do no right.
I'm going to let Anna take this. You follow Anna's lead.
Here's what I need you to do, Michael.
When you're ready to get...
I need you to give him the compliment.
Justin, I appreciate that you're a civilized guy, not out just, you know, trying to, you know, dip your wick into anything. And other than that, like, you're 22. Like, listen, you're going to be 32 in a blink. And then it's downhill from there. So now's a seizure opportunity. Other than that,
I'm
stepping out of it. Anna,
no,
you take over.
What I'm saying
Dr.
is
Phil
that
his ass.
I think he should ask out
Jesse's
girlfriend.
Girl.
Yeah.
All right.
Because I would have wanted that.
Okay.
As a girl.
I hear you.
If like, yeah, I would have
no
wanted
problem.
That. I had crushes on lots of my ex-boyfriend's friends.
Okay.
And maybe they never wanted to ask me out because they felt like there was a bro code.
Okay.
All right?
No problem.
Are you going to calm down?
I'm fine. I said I'm letting you take care of it.
Justin, do you have any more questions for Michael and Anna?
No, I don't think... No, I don't have any more
questions. And we solved nothing.
Do you feel like your life is in a better place since this phone call took place? Like, do you feel like you have a better, like, sort of compass on what you're going to do with yourself, like, or just, like, how tomorrow's going to unfold? Or are you going to text this chick right now and be like, yo, listen?
Yes, that's what he has to do. Yes. Come on. Well, I know in your heart of hearts, Michael, you agree with me.
No, I'm not with that shit. I'm not with that shit. I also getting vague information, and I feel like Justin may or may not even actually be in Virginia Beach. I don't fucking trust you, Justin.
You know what? Here's the problem, Justin. We are tapping into some weird stuff with Michael. Like, Michael fell in love with a girlfriend of a dear friend of his. And we're tapping into that somewhere along the way.
No, it's never happened. Honestly. Is that the door or is that a phone?
Sorry, Justin.
Yo, Justin, I'm going to tell you what's going on. We're in Anna Faris's studio. AKA
studio.
Her house, there's phones ringing,
weird living room,
and there's buzzers ringing, and it's exciting. It's a lot of exciting shit is happening over here.
But yeah, Justin,
and I'm having a ball. Like, you seem like you're just fucking like on some Big Lebowski shit. You could give a fuck.
But
I'm impressed. Was that the phone or was that the, what was that, a door?
It was the phone.
Okay, I thought we had another guest. Shit,
Justin, I gotta tell you my gut feeling. I think, like, wait a few days, but then I think you slowly reach out to her. Cause
why wait a few days?
Oh, I'm sorry. I thought that you were about bro code. Now you're not?
No, he's already been weeks. Like, why do you tell him to wait? This guy's fucking chomping at the bit to get some ass.
Well, then, Justin, yes, please
text her
tonight.
Text her tonight and then get back to us with how it goes.
And don't worry about your friend. That
fuck
should,
that dude, man. Yeah. Yo, fuck him, man. Fuck him.
Okay. Lots of confusing advice tonight from Anna Faris and Michael Rappaport.
Justin, thank you so much for taking the time with us.
You were very kind.
Get that
thank
ass,
you
Justin.
For calling.
It's true.
Really,
it's true.
You're 22.
You know what? You know what? Even though we did give you a lot of conflicting advice, the most important thing is for you to tap it.
Well, thank you.
I agree. Good luck, Justin.
Good night, Justin. Thank you so much.
Thank you.
Good luck and good night. If I have an addiction, it's chocolate. Like, I have a chocolatey, like, I like chocolate. I like ice cream. I like chocolate. Like, every night before, and we didn't get to do this. When I come back, if I'm invited back, we'll talk more about reality television.
Yes.
But, like if I'm going to sit down for a long night of Kardashians and Bravo, and I go hard in my Bravo shit. I go hard in my Roni. I go hard in my Atlanta. I go hard.
You are also slamming your hand against the table so everyone will know that you go hard.
Hard body. I like some ice cream with me. And I want. But Talenti, have you fucked with Talenti? Have you discovered this?
I don't know what this is.
You like ice cream? You don't give a shit. This is my own addiction.
Talenti is that gelato.
It's like a gelato. It's so good, though.
It's delicious.
So
they have they have a salted caramel.
Right.
They have everything.
So, okay, as we wrap this up.
Yes.
Okay, then this is my last question.
Your husband's the only person listening at this point. And maybe my mom. She might be like, fucking even. I can't.
My husband took an Ambien, probably.
He's just like, yeah. He's okay. Hearing this on a plane ride, like trying to doing some fucking real movie. Like doing.
Okay.
Like,
so you come over.
Yeah.
You bring your Talenti or whatever. Talenti.
Talenti.
Okay. So we're about to sit down for a night of reality television.
Yes.
You give me your rankings. We're going to watch 5 shows.
Okay.
What are they?
Atlanta, Real Housewives of Atlanta.
Wow.
Real Housewives of New York.
Uh-huh.
Beverly Hills.
Yep.
Vanderpump.
I don't fuck with Vanderpump. it's even I have my limits. Oh, Kardashians. Now the fact that I'm admitting this live, again, this is all credit to you. And then 4th, Love and Hip Hop New York on VH1. And I will be able to go with the best of them on all those shows in terms of like how much I like them and how much I know about them. It's
why do you like Atlanta that much?
I think I like Atlanta
because you like ass.
I like ass, but just as far as the show, like they get it. The girls on Atlanta, the women of Real Housewives of Atlanta, they get it. And they perform, and it's a show, and you need to give a show.
Uh-huh.
But I think
that's what I don't like about it.
Do you watch Atlanta?
A little bit.
Do you see? But like,
but I watch all of them.
What's your 5? If you were to say, no, I didn't do that necessarily in order.
Oh,
because I just gave you 5.
I'd
have to say that as much problems as I have with the Kardashians, their show literally is the ultimate train wreck. A fucking shit show. It's a fucking shit show. It is a mess. The whole thing. And a good Kardashian. Nothing beats a good Kardashian except a really, really good episode of Real Housewives of New Jersey. Now, when they're in the pocket, they are in the fucking pocket. And I will walk away from a night of Bravo TV and I will shut the TV and I will applaud. Like, I'm at a fucking opera. Like, that was great. Because at the end of the day, good reality television is why the television was invented in the first place. It's meant to entertain. And the Kardashians, the train wrecks that they are something else when it comes to the entertaining. And like, it's how could you turn it off?
See, we have a...
It's a whole other episode.
It is. Because I love reality television just as much as you do. But it turns out we like completely different shows.
What are your shows? You like...
You know, I'm a real housewiver.
Okay. Which city?
Okay. New York, number one.
Bethany's is the Jordan of housewives.
Yeah, it's unbelievable.
She's great.
But they all are.
No, Countess, they're all good. Ramona?
Like, come on.
Ramona?
Remember when the Countess, like, had, like, that whole trip to Aruba or wherever the fuck they went?
Yeah.
That was incredible.
Yeah. The Ramona coaster?
Oh, yeah. Amazing. But then I got to go back to Orange County.
That's the one I haven't gotten into. I just kicked five shows now.
All right, no. It's been a great night.
But Anna,
thanks.
I just gave you 5 shows, and then I'm in VH1, like I'm like Bravo, and like I'm like, think about that. That's fucking 5 hours of my life a week.
Are you kidding? Orange County?
I know, but it's not like I just never watched it because I'm a basketball fan. I'm an NFL guy. Like, I only have so much fucking time I can give.
I got it. Okay.
And then after I watch The Housewives on Sunday and Kardashians, you know what I do to try to make myself feel somewhat.
Masturbate?
No. 60 minutes just to try to get my brain somewhere back to like fucking neutral.
And that's when you take an Ambien and you're like,
The 60 minutes will get me somewhere back to like, because you feel like shit after 3 hours of digging
in. It's true.
Do you watch with your husband?
No, he does not like it.
Well, you got to get him to be there because I resisted for a while, but once I got into it, as an actress, you must find it so inspiring.
Oh, of course.
As a comedic actress?
Yes, and he does actually get a little bit of it.
The absurdity of it.
If I, like, yes, yeah, he'll get like, I'm like, baby, these are the characters I want to play. Like, can't we find inspiration
in
this? And I know that he loves his UFC. And I'm like, babe, it's the same thing.
Yeah, it is the same thing.
It's like, these are two people that want to kill each other.
Yeah.
But just in different ways.
You know who I found it really exciting as a, now you're going to have to help me. The girl, she had a show on Bravo. She's a designer. She's blonde haired. She's a real designer. fuck, we have to edit the space here. Hold
real
on.
Real designer.
She's a real designer. Like, you know, like, you respect her. Like,
so she wasn't like a...
No, she had a reality.
Heidi Klum.
No. She's like, she has a line, a fashion line.
Oh, Rachel Zoe.
She had a good show. She, I literally quoted, I wrote down. She,
you
she
watched
said,
Rachel Zoe's...
Yo, Rachel Zoe is a fucking nutcase. And her husband and little, her husband, her child's name, the way she would talk about, and she dresses up her son. Rachel Zoe, do you know her personally? Like, do you get her stuff? I'm a fan. I'm not saying in a bad way, but like, as far as a reality show, like, I don't know what happened to her show. Have you ever worn her stuff? She fucks with all the actresses. I know you must have come across her. I'm not saying in a bad way. Like, you're thinking, I fuck with her as far as her reality show. Like, her whole thing and her husband and the whole thing tripped me the fuck out. I literally, I quoted something she did in something I did. She said some outrageous shit. So Rachel's, I don't know why she's off her, isn't it? You're never, here's what I'm going to say. I'm going to get the fuck out of here. Is if you find a straight man to come on your podcast and go toe-to-toe with you about this reality show shit, you let me know who this guy is, and I want to shake his hand. Other than that, I'm out of here, Anna. I got to go.
No.
We'll do part two. I'll come back whenever. But I'm gonna send a rider because I'm gonna need some food and like some like just like
I know a, I'm so
I've
sorry
been sipping the, I'm sipping the fucking the backwash of my own bottle of water here.
I know. Do you want some hand cream?
It's nothing. No. Let me see. What kind of hand cream is this? I'm not even gonna, no, I don't want the hand cream. I
am Rappaport Podcast. Twitter is Michael Rappaport on Twitter and Instagram and every other social media. You can follow us on
Chris
Unqualified.
Pratt, thanks for being the only listener
Chris
at this
Pratt
point.
Is Pratt on Instagram. We are Unqualified on Twitter, and subscribe to us on iTunes, and please leave us a great review if you enjoyed this show, and I'm sure you enjoyed this show.